Welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for May 9th comes from Numbers 17 and 18. In the first 10 chapters of Numbers, Yahweh established multiple physical boundaries to protect his holiness. But Israel's many rebellions, capped off by the rebellion of Korah in Numbers 16, raise serious questions about whether Yahweh would allow the same protocols to continue. Since Korah had been a Kohathite, would the Kohathites retain their call to ministry? Would Yahweh elevate the other clans of Levi, or would he scrap the system altogether and start with something new? We find the people of Israel in a panic, asking Moses in Numbers 17, verse 13, this: "Everyone who comes near to the tabernacle of the Lord shall die. Are we all to perish?" So, Yahweh commands that each of the 12 tribes provide a staff marked with their tribe's name, except that Yahweh instructed the tribe of Levi to write the name Aaron on their staff in Numbers 17, verses 1 through 3. Then Moses takes the staffs from each tribal chief and deposits them overnight in the tabernacle in Numbers 17, verses 6 through 7. To display beyond any shadow of a doubt that Yahweh had indeed chosen the sons of Aaron alone to come near to him as priests in his tabernacle, Yahweh causes Aaron's staff, and only Aaron's staff, to sprout with buds, blossoms, and ripe almonds in Numbers 17, verse 8. The specific sign that Yahweh selects to demonstrate his choosing the sons of Aaron alone to be priests is fascinating. Here, we see Yahweh literally giving new life to a dead tree branch, i.e. a wooden staff, by causing it to sprout, and every other dead branch is removed from Yahweh's presence. This story sheds light on what Jesus meant in John 15 when he explained that he was the true vine. In John 15, verses 5 through 6, Jesus says this: "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned." We never approach God on our terms. God sets the terms for the way in which we may draw near. Formerly, God called a small group of people, all descended from one man, Aaron, as those who had the unique privilege of drawing near to him. And still today, Jesus warns that any who do not abide in him will be gathered up and taken away, just like the 11 other staffs of Israel's tribes. And more, such people will be cast into the fire and burned. But Jesus also announces the good news of the gospel here. Anyone who abides in Jesus will bear much fruit, sprouting with buds and blossoms and almonds like Aaron's staff. Jesus came to give new supernatural life to dead branches like you and me. And so, little children, abide in him. Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. To receive free daily Bible study by email and to get exclusive Bible study content, new book announcements, and special deals, sign up at freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe.